You're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Welcome back to Shootin' the Schmutz. I'm Justin Bernstein. We're about to shoot the schmutz. Before we get into it, I have a quick message. Are you scheduled for a CT, MRI, or X-ray exam, but you're unsure about what to expect? Visit radiologyinfo.org for easy-to-understand information. Ease any fear and anxiety you may have with up-to-date information on more than 245 radiology procedures, exams, and disease descriptions. Radiologyinfo.org also offers patient safety information, medical images, and videos of radiologists describing how to prepare and what to expect. There's also a new section for children called Rad Info for Kids. Radiologyinfo.org is free, does not require registration, and is available in English and Spanish. Most importantly, radiologyinfo.org is continually reviewed by medical experts to ensure that it is accurate and up to date. Visit radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology. So for today's show, I'm going to be talking about FIFA, the popular soccer video game, and the music that they choose to put in their soundtrack every year. Now, what is a FIFA song? It's a really distinct type of music that anyone who's ever played FIFA can instantly identify in any given song based off the sort of positive energy and general vibe that it gives off. Besides the FIFA songs, I'm going to be talking about today the Oscar nominations that I saw, and I'm going to be ranking the movies that I saw that are actually nominated for an Oscar. I've kind of been lacking this year. I haven't really seen most of the movies, but I've seen about six. I'm gonna rank each movie I've seen, starting with number six, a movie that I love the director, but I think just didn't work for me at all. It was Da Five Bloods by Spike Lee. The thing with this movie was that it had an interesting idea, but I just thought it was rushed. I thought the soundtrack was like terrible. I thought the acting was decent but not great. Overall, just a really weird movie. I don't know what else to say about it. Just kind of disappointing and overall. But anyway, back to FIFA music. I'm going to be playing FIFA bangers this show. I hope you enjoy it. Here's the first song.
Yeah. Gotta get up.
All right, that was song two, Busy Earning and Move, three absolutely prime examples of FIFA songs. Every song that's on a FIFA soundtrack has that sort of upbeat energy to it that's very distinct. All right, now, next movie I'm going to be talking about is Borat. So, of the movies I saw that were nominated for an Oscar, this comes in as the fifth best. To be honest, I didn't think it was that good. I thought it was decent. It was pretty funny. But when you're comparing it to something like the first Borat, it's incredibly hard to have a sequel to something like that movie because it's so culturally iconic and important. I mean, the jokes, people are still doing the Borat impressions from the first movie. That was from 2006. People are still wah-wah-wee-wah every now and then. So I think to try to follow up something like that is incredibly difficult. I think they did a decent job. A lot of the jokes were solid, but nothing really memorable in my opinion. And that's what they sort of had to do, make it memorable in some sense. I think some parts of the movie were really good. But other than that, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen was obviously unbelievable. But I think could have been a little bit better. Overall, solid movie. But I don't think I'm going to be playing this from years from now. I think the first Borat is still miles ahead, in my opinion. A lot of people were saying Borat 2 was hilarious. I think it was pretty funny. It got me laughing a few times, but overall, I'd say the first Borat blows it out of the water. It's not even close, honestly. But I'd definitely say watch it. But if you haven't seen the first Borat, you know, do yourself a favor and get on top of that. All right, back to the FIFA music. Here's the next song.
person sizes. I'm a man who's got very specific.
Sleeping smiles so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that, that look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you, late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out, he always been faking me out.
All right, that was 1901, My Type, Heat Waves, and I Can Change. So now I'd like to take this moment to give a quick shout out to my roommate, Kurosh Tavakolian, who thinks that the song Heat Waves goes, late nights in the middle of my room, when it's actually late nights in the middle of June. We had a big argument over this. I eventually won the argument. It is late nights in the middle of June. If you're listening, Kurosh, in your face. Back to the movies. So my fourth favorite movie that I've seen that's on the nominations list is going to have to be Soul. I really liked Soul. You know, I thought it was solid. People were saying, oh my God, what an amazing movie. I was crying. This meant so much to me. The best Pixar movie I've ever seen. All right. Everyone needs to calm down. Ratatouille is the best Pixar movie of all time. I think that's easy enough to say. But besides that, I think, you know, Soul was a very good movie. I was touched, you know, but I think there are parts of it that were a little strange that I didn't think were too emotional. I thought some of the parts in the Soul world, or I forget what the name was, but whoever they were with, was it Tina Fey and Jamie Foxx when they were together? Those scenes weren't that moving to me. They were interesting, but not the most moving. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very solid. I'd say definitely, you know, in the upper echelon of Pixar movies that I've ever seen. But the best Pixar movie of all time, I think that's a little too much. This always bothers me when I see a movie that I initially like, but people say is like the best movie they've ever seen. I think that's just a lie, to be honest. I think it's a very good movie, but when people start talking about the best movie, one of the best movies they've ever seen, I don't know about that. All right, back to the music. Here we go with the next song.
Down by the river, I was drawn by your grace into depths of oblivion and to the lover's place. I was stuck in a puddle full of tears and unwise. Stuck doing snow, know that we've paid unlike, and you know, hey, when we walked down the long, I feel like we can throw away the forces of a past. And I know, too, it's been the hardest days for you. Let's throw them out the window, that's what those lovers do. Forces of a past, and I know too, hard to stay sweet. Let's throw them out the window. That's what those lovers do.
We can't call it at all. Yeah, we call it. someone to love in the middle of the day. I want someone to be and someone to drive around town. I need someone to love when the chips are down.
Oh, yeah. When you're not, if that's the river that you wanna cross, you can choose the life of a bohemian, or you can choose the material world. But all I need is somewhere to lay my head up. I need someone to love in the middle of the day. I need someone to be, someone to drive around town. I need someone to love when the chips are down. Oh yeah, love me when the chips are down. Ooh. You love me when the chips are down. Love me when the chips are down. Could you love me when the world is crashing all around? All
Alright, so you just heard Down by the River, Colors, and Around Town. So quick note on some of the songs you've been listening to. So first of all, the song My Type, which you heard a little while ago, that song is the quintessential FIFA song. The sort of upbeat, da-da-da-da-da-da, that's classic FIFA song. You ever hear a song with that sort of melody, you can just assume it's from FIFA. And the second song I want to talk about, Colors, by Group Love. You just heard it. And that song's important to me. Not only is it a FIFA song, but it's also a Madden song. And there's just something about songs that are from video games that just stick in my memory. And it's not just me, it's a cultural thing. People always talk about FIFA songs they hear from 2014. You know, those songs stay with you for your whole life. It's an interesting phenomenon. I don't know. Something interesting to think about. Now, back to the movies. My third favorite movie that I've seen in the Oscar nominations. I'm going with Tenet. So I was lucky enough to see Tenet in a theater that was very sparsely populated. It was basically just me and my brother who saw Tenet. And I really enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was really cool. If you've seen it, you know what I mean. If you know about the movie, you know that's insane. It's just an insane movie. Robert Pattinson, John David Washington, good cast. Classic Christopher Nolan movie. Although I will say, as much as I enjoyed the ridiculous aspects of the movie, it was just, some of the parts were just so frustrating. First of all, you couldn't hear what the characters were saying half the time. I feel like you need to have subtitles there's something wrong with the sound mixing. I don't really know. But if you ever see this movie, make sure you have the subtitles on. That and the plot was just ridiculously hard to follow. I mean, you sort of have an idea of what's going on. There are a lot of movies where you can sit back and be like, okay, they need to do this. I don't really need to know what's going on and whatever. I don't care. But this movie, you kind of wanted to know what was happening. You kind of wanted to understand what the characters are trying to do by going to this place, by going to this, you know, by doing this and that. It was very frustrating to watch this movie, but it is kind of rewarding seeing the insane stuff that Christopher Nolan dreams of and thinks of. I mean, he's a ridiculous filmmaker. I don't know what else to say about it. I enjoyed it, but I don't know. There are just some very frustrating parts of this movie. Make sure you watch this on as big a screen as you can and make sure you have subtitles on. That's all I'm going to say. And back to a few more songs before I reveal my top two favorite movies I've seen this year.
Dancing.
All right, those were the last three songs of the show. That was Miss Alyssa, Kids, and Jerk It Out. And we've come to the last two movies on my list. And I'll start with the second to last movie, and that was Mank. It was about Herman Mankiewicz, the guy who wrote Citizen Kane, what's considered the most important or also considered the best movie of all time. And I really like this movie. I think this is one of the better movies I've seen in terms of, you know, this sort of old Hollywood slow pace, but really good writing movie, a really good script, David Fincher directing. Just the whole movie is just Gary Oldman being witty. And I enjoyed that. I think he should be in line for an Oscar. Maybe there might be some voter fatigue after he won it for playing Winston Churchill. But overall, I love this movie. It's the type of movie that I probably wouldn't have been able to watch a couple years ago. I just wouldn't have the patience for it. But if you can focus for 2 hours, I would highly recommend it. It's pretty interesting. And number one, one of my favorite movies that I've seen, one of my favorite foreign movies that I've seen, probably would have to be in my top three. It's Another Round by Thomas Vinterberg. And this was an unbelievable movie. It's a Danish film that it stars Mads Mikkelsen. And the plot is outrageous. It's these teachers who try to prove this hypothesis that maintaining a constant blood alcohol content level of 0.05 actually improves your life. And so the movie is about them, you know, teaching classes drunk, going about all parts of their life drunk, and just what ends up happening to them. And it's the most fun, ridiculous movie you'll ever see. And I loved it. If I could recommend any movie to you, the two people that are listening, I would recommend you go see Another Round. Fantastic movie. And that's it for my show. Thank you very much.